Latino voters seem to drift away from Democrats in 2020. Will the abortion issue, though, bring them back? Polling shows it's a top concern. Ben Pavier from member station VPM reports on how that's playing out in one Virginia district where Latino voters could decide the race.
It's standing room only at a 90s-themed restaurant on the outskirts of Fredericksburg, Virginia. The crowd is here to see Yesley Vega, a Republican running for Virginia's 7th congressional district. Vega delivers a blistering attack at Democrats and the media, who she says are out to get her.
But guess what? What's been predestined for us in heaven, no man or liberal can take from us.
Vega, whose parents immigrated from El Salvador, headed Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's efforts to reach Latino voters in last year's election. Now he's campaigning with her.
This year we are going to smash all records and send the first Latino Virginian to Congress from the Commonwealth.
Marcia Fuentes is one of those cheering in the crowd. She says she and Vega went to the same church growing up.
First of all, she has that guidance of God. Because everything comes from God.
Like Vega, Fuentes' father is a pastor of an evangelical church. She says her faith guides all her decisions, even political ones, especially on abortion.
Once you put a child in your womb, that's it. He needs to come to life. Because nobody has a right to kill a child.
Fuentes says she'd like to see Congress ban the procedure. And Vega seemed to agree, saying during the Republican primary that she found liberal states' abortion laws, quote, unacceptable. But speaking to reporters after the event, Vega distances herself from a national abortion ban.
It's settled law. The Supreme Court got it right, and now they've reverted that back to the states. And so it's a state issue. It's not a federal issue anymore.
Her campaign staff shoos me away when I try to ask a follow-up question. Abortion is a touchy topic for Vega, especially after Axios published a recording of her seeming to downplay the risk of someone getting pregnant after a rape. Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger is drawing a sharp contrast with Vega on reproductive rights.
For a woman who may choose abortion, that is up to her and her medical professional.
The former CIA officer won her seat in 2018 in an upset, casting herself as a pragmatist willing to work with Republicans. New political maps pushed her district north toward the outer edges of Washington, D.C. It's also become more diverse. Almost one in five voters identify as Latino, and almost half aren't white. Spanberger's campaign has tried to speak directly to those voters with Spanish-language ads.
Soy Abigail Spanberger, y ha sido un honor representar a las familias de Virginia en el Congreso.
While Vega has run bilingual TV ads.
And cut taxes. In Congress, I'll do the same. Mi nombre es Yesli Vega, y yo apruebo este mensaje.
Both of those ads focus on the economy. Polling from Pew in August showed it topped the list of issues Latino voters rank as very important. It's top of mind for Sergio Del Castillo when I catch him leaving the grocery store. He normally votes for Democrats, but this year he's frustrated with both parties.
Because they promise something, but they don't do it.
He says he's also worried about school safety and crime. When I ask him about the Supreme Court's decision on abortion rights, Del Castillo sounds much more like a Democrat.
I hope that we win and get it back.
That tracks with broader trends. Pew found abortion was a very important issue for 57% of Latino voters in August, up 15 percentage points since March. It's one reason some Democratic voters give for showing up on a recent Saturday morning for an event aimed at bilingual volunteers. Elizabeth Guzman, a Democratic delegate in the state legislature, warms up the crowd with some swipes at Vega.
Being an elected official is beyond your skin color. It's beyond your last name. It's actually what you're going to do for that community.
It's Elena Lane's first time volunteering for the campaign. She's a realtor and reliable Democratic voter. And she says the Supreme Court's decision was a real blow.
I wanted to cry because it's something they took the right to a woman after 56 years. And that is not positive in the future of the country.
It's not lost on Lane that abortion is now legal in her native Mexico. She believes the only way for the U.S. to protect abortion access is for voters to elect Democrats like Spanberger in November. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Fredericksburg, Virginia.